What happens to a relationship when its rules change? Writer-director Lynn Shelton has spent a good part of her filmmaking career answering that question in intimate indie comedies. Her latest, Outside In, stars Edie Falco and Jay Duplass. Critic Bob Mondello says it centers on an impossible relationship that may just be possible.
We meet Chris on the drive to what he doesn't realize is a... He'd been warned.
Hey, guys.
But that doesn't really kill the awkwardness.
Oh, my God. What are you guys doing here? I just want to get burgers. What's the big deal?
The big deal is that Chris, who is now 38, has spent the last 20 years in prison, apparently without deserving it. He's out now because of the hard work of someone who believed in him.
Chris's high school teacher, Mrs. Beasley, is here. You know, if it wasn't for you, Chris would still be in jail.
Carol Beasley spent years on research, legal legwork, on keeping Chris's spirits up with lessons and letters, 2 decades of being nearly his only lifeline. And now?
Hi.
What she'd been working for has happened.
Holy moly. You're real.
He's brought her a present.
So this is the first time I've ever done this. But I'm pretty proud of it.
He shyly hands her a postcard-sized painting he did, a portrait.
Wow, that is so...
The worst thing you've ever seen.
No, wait, it has its own charm. I mean, this could only be me, right?
Chris tells her to keep it because he no longer needs it. Now he can see her whenever he wants, which for Carol is a little complicated. She has a husband, a daughter who wasn't born when Chris went in, responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. Tom's probably waiting up for me.
Yeah.
And I have to work tomorrow,
okay.
So
okay.
I'm going to take off.
When can we hang out next?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Chris starts trying to readjust. Tooling around on the bike he rode as an 18-year-old, he has to relearn how to interact with kids on skateboards, with one-time pals who now have families. The film lets you see the teen in the adult, the one who didn't get a chance to grow up, the way others see him, including Carol's daughter, Hildy.
So do you get a job yet?
Nope. People do not want to hire a murderer for some reason.
Don't say that. You're like the opposite of that. And my mom said that...
Hildy's mom is really the only person who sees Chris clearly, and as he senses her pulling back, he perhaps unwisely pushes.
You're just going to shut me out?
No, we can be friends. Chris, I think we can be friends.
We're not friends. You're the only person I can talk to. You're everything to me.
That's too much pressure. It's too much for me.
You told me I'm the only one you can talk to.
I have to fix that.
Why?
Because that's the problem. I have to save my marriage.
Filmmaker Lynn Shelton specializes in placing characters in awkward to the point of cataclysmic situations, then settling back and watching what they do. Her actors are always natural and unaffected, but in Edie Falco and Jay Duplass, the writer-director has interpreters who seem to breathe her characters. Duplass, who co-wrote the script, making Chris painfully vulnerable in his newfound freedom, Falco's eyes brimming as she looks at the man he's become and laments the prison she's made of her own life. Where can this end? It's easy to see what would happen in a mainstream Hollywood movie. Happily, Outside In is outside the mainstream. It doesn't go there at all. I'm Bob Mondello.